How does this end? Vance says keeping oil, gas cheap and ensuring Iran never gets nukes focus of Iran conflict. By Jeff Poor on August 13, 2026. Thursday, during an appearance on FNC's The Will Cain Show, Vice President J.D. Vance was asked how the conflict with Iran would end and what it could look like once it is over. Vance said there were two goals for a desired outcome: low energy prices and ending Iran's potential nuclear capabilities. Let's talk for a minute about Iran, host Will Cain said. There is frustration, Mr. Vice President, I think, out there on the seesaw nature of what's going on in Iran. We're close to a deal. Then we're going to bomb the hell out of them. The strait is open. Then the strait is closed. And I'm sure that frustration is shared inside the White House. So, I know it's hard to project, but let me ask you, how does this end? What does this look like when and if it's over with Iran? Vance replied, well, Will, the thing I can say with confidence is, I think this ends with the United States in a stronger position, with Iran not having a nuclear weapon, and with the Strait of Hormuz returned to a place where oil and gas prices are stable for the American people. I think the issue here, Will, is that the Iranians sometimes make commitments that they don't honor. They make a deal, they don't honor the deal. And I understand your point about the seesaw nature of this. But I think what that reflects is that we have a lot of tools at our disposal to compel action. And, sometimes, we're focused on the energy piece of it because we want Americans to be able to afford the price of oil and gas. Sometimes, we're obviously focused on the military nature of it. Sometimes, we're focused on the nuclear program. So, I think what is really happening is that you're seeing a president of the United States at the height of his authority with a lot of tools, diplomatic, military and economic, he continued. What I think is really going on from the inside is that we're using those tools very selectively, very strategically to get the outcome that the president of the United States needs to get for the benefit of the American people. And it really is twofold. It's ensuring that the Gulf countries continue to send oil and gas to the world economy so that we have energy price stability. That's obviously important for the American people. I know that oil is down today, and it's way down from the highs in the early days of the conflict. That's goal number one, keep oil and gas cheap for Americans all over our country. And then, obviously, goal number two is ensure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon, Vance added. I feel confident we're accomplishing both of those goals. But it's inherently an unpredictable thing because the Iranians themselves are unpredictable, and they sometimes don't honor the commitments they've made to us. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.